You ought to finish. No, he isn't here yet. I will. And honey, try not to be too late. All right. Bye-bye. He's going to be a little late, and he wants us to apologize to Mr. Kabinski for him.
Well, I hope you ain't planning on calling Tom Mr. Kabinski to his face. There he is now. Oh, boy.
Oh, it's you. Hiya, Dottie.
Good evening, Charles. Good evening, Barbara.
Hello.
Weren't you expecting me?
Well, he forgot for a moment. Come on in, Dorothy.
Hey, you remember when I got that letter from Tom? Well, tonight's the night.
You know, Charlie, we should have found out where he's arriving so we could have helped with the luggage.
What luggage? If I know Tom, he's coming around the horn with a duffel bag.
Well, I wouldn't count on that. I mean, people change, Charlie.
That's very true, Charles.
Well, not Tom. I'll guarantee you he's the same old sea dog that helped me break up that dance hall in Singapore.
Why would you want to break up a dance hall in Singapore?
Because it was there.
Maybe I shouldn't stay.
Now, stick around. It'll do you good to meet a he-man with hair on his chest.
Same, I better go.
There he is now.
Charlie O'Casey.
Tom.
Won't you come in, Mr. Kabinski?
Thank you, madam.
I'm Barbara Douglas. I'm Charlie's niece by marriage.
I'm delighted to meet you, Mrs. Douglas.
Well, this is our friend, Miss Dorothy Danson.
It's a very great pleasure to meet you, Miss Danson.
I'm pleased to meet you, sir.
Charlie, well, wouldn't you like to bring Mr. Kabinski's luggage in? Charlie?
Oh, luggage, yeah. Some duffel bag.
What a charming surprise to find Charlie surrounded by such lovely ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, love.
Sorry I had to be so late. Say, I just met Tom. I can't believe it.
Neither could Charlie.
Could that nice old gentleman really be the terrible Tom Charlie's been telling us about all these years?
Well, he must have mellowed.
To say the least. Seems Charlie's built up a legend that isn't exactly true.
Well, legend or not, I like him better this way. I mean, who could resist those beautiful manners? He kissed my hand.
He kissed your hand? You're kidding.
No, he kissed Dorothy's hand, too. She almost melted.
I wonder where he's staying.
I have no idea. Charlie was sure he wouldn't want to stay cooped up in a city house like this. He thought Tom would prefer some sailor's hotel down by the docks.
Come in.
I thought I'd better tell you. Ernie's going to be sleeping in my room, and me and Tom will be sleeping in his. Okay?
Well, sure, Charlie. Okay, honey?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, good night.
Good night, Charlie. Well, now we know where he's staying.
Here. Steve.
Yeah?
I wonder how early in the morning hand-kissing starts.
Pajamas. Since when did you quit sleeping raw?
About 20 years ago, when the circulation went bad. You'd probably find pajamas more comfortable than those things.
Yeah, well, I never wear these things. I just put them on special so that you wouldn't feel embarrassed. Well,
that's very considerate of you, Charlie.
Now, listen. There's nobody around here but us two. Now, you can go ahead and talk any way you please.
This is the way I talk.
Oh, now, come on, Tom. Since when? Your language used to cause smog.
That's when I had muscle to back it up. When the muscles go, the smart man finds a substitute.
Yeah, but how about all that knuckle-kissing downstairs? Now, nobody's muscles can be that far gone.
Finesse, lad. The ladies love it.
Where does that get you?
At my age, I'm not trying to get anywhere. Good night, Charlie.
Hey, Tom, you remember that time in Macau? We came in on the Lady Alice and you...
I don't dwell on those times, Charlie. The present's good enough for me. Good night, Charlie.
Lovely.
Yes, it was. It's easy to see you have the soul of a true artist, Miss Dorothy.
Musical appreciation is also a talent.
Well, we don't have to wait for Steve. How about some refreshments?
Now you're talking. Drag it out.
You want to help me, Dorothy? Be delighted.
Delightful creature.
Yeah, Steve's pretty lucky. He'd have to go a long way before he found a better wife than Barbara.
I meant Miss Dorothy.
Daddy?
Coffee'll be ready in a minute. Oh, you'd rather have milk, wouldn't you?
Please. Anything else keeps me awake. Mama notices things like that.
Well, I thought the music was especially nice.
He certainly knows how to bring out the best in people.
Yeah. Charlie may be gruff, but he is the greatest.
Not Charlie. I was referring to Thomas.
Hey, where's Dottie and Tom?
They laughed.
Left? When?
Well, they talked for a long time, and they said they didn't want to wake up. So he took her home.
How do you like that? Did they say anything else?
Yeah. He said for you not to wait up for him.
Good night.
And that Bill Schrag had the nerve to tell me not to wait up for him. How do you like those broken down apples?
Charlie, he's your best friend. You can't very well throw him out.
No, well, I can do the next best thing.
Well, who could that be?
I'm too tired to guess. So I'll go see.
Charlie! Uncle Charlie!
I know who I am. You gonna ask me in?
Why, sure, come on in.
Uncle Charlie, what's going on?
Well, what does it look like? I moved out.
Hello. Hello. Oh, hi, Rob.
No, 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 you didn't wake me up. Charlie, well, just a minute, I'll go get him.
No, Dad, I don't want to speak to Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie is here. I wouldn't have called you so late, but I know that you always listen to the 11 o'clock news.
Well, that's right, I never miss it, Rob. What do you mean Charlie's there? He's asleep in Ernie's room. Oh. No, I didn't know that. I think I know the reason why. Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Yeah, oh, no, that's all right. You didn't wake me up. Goodbye.
I woke him up.
Oh, Tom.
Hi, Steve. Tom, don't be surprised if Charlie doesn't come home tonight.
I wouldn't be surprised by anything he does. I found since coming back that Charlie and I have an almost total lack of communication.
Is that so?
Yes. And I'm going to try to rectify that. Charlie and I have been friends too long to let language come between us. Good night, Steve.
Good night, Tom.
Even Robbie's okay, but little Charlie, he's still horsing around.
What happened to the movie?
Oh, I changed it. Oh, boy, this was some fight.
Was some fight?
Yeah. This is a repeat.
Well, then you already know who won.
Sure. Wait till you see the fourth round. Gosh, he let go with a right that did. Would you folks rather look at something else?
No, the fight's fine.
Yeah, I'd rather read anyway.
Oh, well, come on. Come on, boy, come on. Let him have it.
I think you ought to talk to him.
Talk to whom?
Charlie.
Why?
Well, for one thing, it's awkward having Mr. Kubinski here without Charlie.
Oh. Is he getting in your way?
Well, no. He's at Dorothy's most of the time, but after all, he is Charlie's friend.
What you're trying very hard not to say is that you're worried about Charlie.
Hmm? Yeah. I'm worried about Charlie.
Well, honey, if he wants to run away from home, I think we should let him. It might do him good to stay with the kids for a couple of days. I'm sure they enjoy having him around. And a nice gin.
Oh!
How many?
I refuse to tell you.
Put him down, Tom.
Come on, hit him. Not with your right, you dummy. Use your left. He's wide open for a left. Use your left. Come on.
Hello?
Come on,
what? Look, hey, hang on a second. Uncle Charlie, excuse me, I gotta turn this down a second. Hello? Oh, hi, John. Yeah, hang on a second. Let me ask Katie. Honey, what about tomorrow night? John and Maggie want to know.
Better tell them to make it some other time.
Yeah. John, we better make it for some other time. I'll explain later. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.
What are you going to make some other time?
Oh, nothing important, Uncle Charlie.
Oh, you'll explain later because I'm here, right?
Okay, Uncle Charlie. We invited some friends over, but we're going to make it for some other time now.
What's the matter with tomorrow night?
Well, they usually stay late, and we didn't want to keep you up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go ahead and make it for tomorrow night, because I ain't going to be here.
Now, wait a minute, Uncle Charlie.
Look, I don't have to get rammed by a tanker to know when I'm in the way. I'll be out of here in 5 minutes.
figure if I can just make it through the next math exam, I'll be okay.
Biology is my hang-up.
Problem somebody to borrow the dictionary. Well, Charlie!
It ain't your friendly door-to-door salesman. Am I welcome or not?
Sure.
You're always welcome, Uncle Charlie. You don't have to ask.
What are you doing with that thing?
I couldn't get everything in my purse. Now, where do you want me to sleep?
You want to sleep here? We've only got one bed.
Okay, so it ain't the Ritz.
And we don't have a couch because the couch makes into the bed.
Well, where do I sleep?
How about a sleeping bag?
I'll take it.
To get up, Uncle Charlie. It's early.
Oh, brother, my right back. What time is your first class?
Well, it's field work because it's Saturday. We wanted to get up early so we could hit the books again this morning.
Well, the least that I can do for you kids is to fix your breakfast.
Oh, thanks, Uncle Charlie. We've already eaten.
I can make you some coffee.
No, you kids have got better things to do than to wait on me. I'll make my own coffee.
Okay.
Don't bother to get up now, Uncle Charlie.
We can't get up.
Here. Wait. Come on, Charlie.
Well, I think maybe I'll paint the garage door today. I wonder if Charlie got that paint.
Oh, I don't know, honey. You're going to have to call him and ask him.
No, I don't want to bother him. I'll do something else.
Why don't you play golf?
Hey, that's a good idea. I wonder why I didn't think of that.
Does anybody know where my good jeans are?
Oh, you mean those patched ones with the torn pockets and the hacked-off legs?
Yeah.
I thought Charlie threatened to burn those.
Oh, he couldn't take a chance on polluting the air.
Look in the laundry room, honey.
Okay.
Steve.
I know. We all wish he'd come home.
How's it going, Uncle Charlie?
Hey, what are you doing home so early?
I haven't got anything to do until 11, and I wanted to talk to you.
What about?
About why you're here.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you like a little company?
That's got nothing to do with it. Look, you might as well know I called home and found out what's bugging you.
Nothing's bugging me.
You're all bent out of shape because Mr. Kubinski stole your girl.
Now, believe me, Alice, she ain't my girl. And if she was, no sweet-talking old sea dog is going to come along and steal her.
Okay. But if I'd come to you with a problem like that, what would you have told me to do?
By golly, you're right.
About what?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going over there and belt them. Where is he?
Who?
That cotton candy Casanova.
Mr. Kubinski?
Yeah, just tell me where he is, that's all. And I'll beat him like biscuits.
Charlie, you know you don't mean that. A fight. There's going to be a fight.
Is he upstairs?
Oh, let's go.
Charlie!
Now, wait a minute, Charlie. Let's talk this over.
There ain't nothing to talk over. I'm going to pound that prissy-talking old pirate to a pulp.
You in what army?
Me in no army. Driveway suit you?
Suits me fine. Come on.
Call the police, Ernie. Police?
Hey, Steve, you wouldn't call the police, would you?
You can bet I would, Charlie, unless you two characters do as I tell you. Now, I want you both to sit down for 10 minutes and try to cool off. Then if you still want to fight, well, we'll all go out in the driveway and I'll be the referee. Is that fair enough?
Well, you ain't leaving us no choice. Come on, Tom.
My Three Sons will return in a moment here on Odyssey.
You're going to rely on strength, rely on the strongest, like the strength of Sea.
Put in our strength.
I never thought Steve would pull a thing like that on us. I'm sorry, Tom.
Listen, it could happen to anybody.
You all right?
Yeah. I guess he got a little overexcited at the prospect of a good fight.
Me too.
Hey, Charlie, remember that time in Zanzibar when the native police threw us in the jug for... What did we do?
Oh, they thought we set them crates on fire.
Yeah. No, that was in Zamboanga. I remember because Swede got that sunburn lying on the deck and nothing on.
Yeah, and he couldn't sit down for a week.
Well, they are finally reminiscing.
And that's all Charlie wanted. I'm glad Tom finally saw it.
I didn't know you were such a diplomat.
I had to be. If I hadn't, I could have been clobbered from both sides.
Oh, well, I would have protected you.
Thank you.
How about that time, Charlie, in Auckland?
Oh, yeah, around Christmas time.
Yeah, and the girl took us up to her parents' house for a leg of lamb.
Yeah, her name was Peggy. And boy, what a shape she had. It was a 48, 48,
48. Oh, every bit of it.
Yeah, that was only her birthday.
So are all his friends, Richie, Potsy, Ralph, even Arnold, and Al.
Whoa.
So find your couch and sit on it. Happy Days, tonight at 6, here on Odyssey.